This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
51 degrees at 7:03. Welcome into your Monday, the first of 2026 on News Radio 1080 KRLD. And we have a ton to talk about. Good morning. Joe Kelly has the morning off. So does Heather Behrens. I'm John Little.
And I'm Mike Rogers, and that is our top story. More on the Venezuela, the situation there, Maduro on trial, and the reaction here in Texas. Maduro and his wife are charged in the U.S. with narco-terrorism conspiracy, cocaine importation conspiracy, and weapons offenses, being held in jail in New York, which has a sizable Venezuelan population. News Nation's Marcus Espinosa reports nearly all of them are happy.
We are just rejoicing today. It's just an incredible, fantastic, fabulous day.
That's a big surprise. So see that we were waiting for a long time.
This is amazing. We've been waiting for this day for decades. We're so thrilled and happy.
When you remove the politics and you talk to the people who are most affected by this, those who grew up in Venezuela, those who lived there, those who fled because of the situation there, I spoke with many who left because of who was in power there, and I also asked them if they would ever go back now that he is removed. A lot of them said yes, but with a little bit of hesitancy. They want to see how this plays out.
And across the Venezuelan community in North Texas, the reaction to Maduro's ouster has been jubilant too.
Restaurants, coffee shops, bakeries, Venezuelans are just happy to see Maduro go.
That's a dream. That's a dream come true. I see all the worker, and the worker was crying and hugged me and say, oh my gosh, finally. I'm saying, okay, yeah, finally. And I started crying again.
Many Venezuelans in North Texas are younger, millennials and Gen Z types, so they've never known anything in their country. But the authoritarian government of Maduro and his equally totalitarian predecessor, Hugo Chavez. Now many are hoping to see free and fair elections once again. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening into the KRLD Morning News with John Little and Mike Rogers. Joe Kelly has the morning off, so does Heather Behrens. We're live in the 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas lawmakers' reaction to Nicolas Maduro and his wife being taken from Venezuela and put on trial in the U.S. Governor Abbott says he supports it, that Maduro is an indicted narco-terrorist who released gang members from Venezuelan prisons. The governor says those gang members then terrorized American communities and killed fellow Texans. Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, though, posted on X asking, well, if we're going to run Venezuela, shouldn't the Trump administration instead run the country they were elected to? Reaction on the situation in Venezuela is coming in from various sources, including from a political science expert at the University of North Texas in Dallas. Our Russell Scott with more on our team coverage.
Oscar Perez says the first thing that needs clarifying, just exactly what is the U.S. looking for in removing Maduro?
I think for the United States, the question is, what is our ultimate goal in Venezuela? Is it the arrest of an alleged narco-trafficker? Is it about control of the oil resources that Venezuela has? Is it about democracy?
Perez says this is similar yet different to 1989 when U.S. ousted Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega. But in Panama, the U.S. immediately put into place new leadership, something that has not yet been done in Venezuela. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Airlines, meanwhile, trying to get flights into and out of the Caribbean back on schedule because most were stopped over the weekend. In reaction to the U.S. activity in Venezuela, among those stranded, Texas State Representative Venton Jones, whose district covers much of Dallas. He posted on X that hotels and flights were already at capacity, and that he expects the travel disruption to cause delays for at least a week.
It is 7-Eleven at KRLD, and Jelly Roll is kicking off this year with a major flex. The singer says that he has lost 275 pounds.
It really came through food and exercise. It came through just being willing to pound the pavement and get my heart rate up.
And he landed on the cover of Men's Health. How about that?
Okay, good for him.
He worked really hard. He says he did it the right way, and he finally loves what he's seeing in the mirror. He says he's less focused on the scale now after the 275-pound weight loss. He's focused on feeling good, and honestly, that might be the biggest win of all.
I think so. Good for him.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Number three, Cowboys come out on the short end of the stick to wrap up the regular season, falling on the road to the New York Giants by a 34-17 final. So, Dallas finishes 7-9-1, back-to-back losing seasons for the first time in about 20 years now. Number two, Dallas Stars also on the short end of the stick. They lose 4-3 yesterday at the home at home to Montreal. Canadiens score in overtime to pick up the 2 points. And for Dallas, that is 5 straight winless games. Our top story this morning, Nicolas Maduro, the ousted leader of Venezuela. He is in New York today. He'll be appearing in a Manhattan courtroom later on today. He's already been on the move this morning from where he has been held since being taken out of power over the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Cindy, look, think of this 20-minute morning briefing as your morning power-up from our incredible team. They're going to pack the crucial news, weather, and traffic info that you need today without any commercials or interruptions. And then, after your workday, you can join David and I on the KRLD Afternoon News as we get you up to speed on what you missed during the day.
722 and News Radio 1080 KRLD. Welcome into the first Monday of 2026. I'm John Little. Your news continues for the law offices of Namath and Flores. We'll check your money in just 2 minutes. But first, a dismal end
to really a dreadful season for the Dallas Cowboys. In their final game, the Cowboys get doubled up by the Giants. 34-17 the final. The game went off the rails for the Cowboys just 5 minutes in when Dak Prescott loses a fumble.
A little stumble out of his break. Prescott can't snag it, and Bobby Okereke grabs the loose football. It's a turnover by Dallas.
Dak played the first half, giving way to Joe Milton after the break. Didn't matter who was playing quarterback. Cowboys managed just 2 touchdowns, and Dak expects to be asked for his views on how the team moves forward this offseason.
My job is to play quarterback. Obviously, I've been in this thing 10 years, and I've got a lot of experience, and I know a lot and can help make decisions or help give input, but I'd be damned if I sit here and I'm going to evaluate the whole team on what we need to do, how we need to get better, particularly a couple hours after our last
second
game.
Year in a row with a losing record. First time in 20 years that's happened. It's also the first season where the Cowboys defense gives up an average of 30 points a game. Ouch. The NFL wildcard matchups are set. We will begin on Saturday. Top team in each conference, the Broncos and the Seahawks, have byes. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen in the NFL. If I told you before the season it's going to be the Broncos and Seahawks as the number one seeds, you'd just be like, what? Well, on Saturday in the NFC, the Carolina Panthers, yes, they made the playoffs, host the Rams, and then the Bears, yes, they made the playoffs, entertain the Packers. I'm telling you, it is just weird. And then the Lions are nowhere to be seen. Just a weird season. The Eagles host the 49ers in another NFC game. And here are the AFC matchups. The Bills visit the Jags, the Patriots welcome the Chargers, and a week from tonight, the Steelers entertain the Texans in the playoffs. Big transfer news with local ties. Former TCU quarterback Josh Hoover, he's headed to Indiana, giving the Hoosiers a proven multi-year starter when their guy graduates. And Texas Tech adds Cincinnati transfer Brendan Sorsby as well, one of the top quarterbacks available in the portal. Sorsby is from Lake Dallas. Semifinals are later this week in the college football playoff. The Fiesta Bowl will have number 10 seed Miami against number 6 seed Ole Miss. And then the Peach Bowl is an all Big Ten matchup, number 5 Oregon against number 1 Indiana. 724 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. We say good Monday morning to David Johnson. David, do we have you? Well, I guess not, but we do have this.
Smart rings have been catching on with consumers, offering many of the same sleep and wellness insights as smartwatches, but with a more discreet design. According to IDC, smart rings saw a 49% jump in shipments last year. Aura launched its first smart ring in 2015 and hit $1 billion in revenue last year. The next frontier in this space is likely to be the integration of blood work data. Checking on your money, S&P and NASDAQ.
And I'm just going to go ahead and cut that off there, because we've got something so much better in David Johnson. David, so sorry that we couldn't get you the first time, but now David Johnson.
Well,
that's a heck of a way to start 2026, isn't
you.
It, David?
Thank you very much. It kind of feels like 2025 all over again. This is the first full trading week of 2026, and it's going to be jam-packed. I mean, we thought we knew what we had to deal with. Potential government shutdown that's looming at the end of the month. We've got potentially a new Fed, a topsy turnover there. What are we going to do? Nope. What we're doing is thinking about oil and international politics in a very big way. That U.S. operation over the weekend really sent everybody scratching their heads. So what is the impact going to be? Well, one thing we learned is that the untapped crude in Venezuela is the largest proven reserves in the world. I mean, like 10 times almost what we have in the United States, well above Saudi Arabia, $17 trillion. So what's going to happen? Well, we're watching Baker Hughes and Halliburton and Schlumberger all go up 8% this morning. Chevron, which still operates down there, is up 7%. Precious metals are going up today because, after all, they're a safe haven when you have this sort of uncertainty. Gold's up $86. That's a 2% gain. Silver's back up 5%, up $3.85. We're also seeing some money go into the safe haven of U.S. Treasuries. 10-year rates are down to 4.18%. The stock market, man, I don't know. The Dow Industrials average looks down 44, but the NASDAQ looks up 163, the S&P up 17. This is going to be a fluid situation. Maybe that's the best euphemism. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks so much, David. Hopefully we're not drinking too many, fluid beverages over the course of this year. Your news for GimmeTheVin.com. It is 7:27 here at KRLD. The Stars let one slip at home, falling 4-3 in overtime to Montreal last night.
Hudson's got it onside. Hudson's got space.
Tough loss for Dallas. Wyatt Johnson did score twice for the Stars, and Maverick Bourque adds a goal as well. Dallas drops its fifth straight game and falls to 1-5 in overtime action this season. Flu is spiking here in North Texas. The numbers for December are coming in. Children's Health Network tells us that during the week of December 14th, nearly 675 flu cases were reported. That's up 175% from the week before. By the week of December 21st, the total was up to nearly 1,100, an increase of nearly 60%. And a new flu variant is contributing to the rise and lowering vaccine effectiveness as well. Some have referred to it as the super flu.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.